Carlos Wayne Anderson.
My man. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you for thinking of that and bringing that. That was awesome. That's one of the best sermons that I've heard in a while. Let me tell you the reaction that I get from a lot of people. It's actually going to be what I'm going to be talking about today. If you've looked at the program, you've seen my talk title. I have been practicing going around to everybody declaring that it's the best day ever. No matter what happens, that you can declare that in the morning, and the job that you have is never to change your mind no matter what goes on, and that it actually transforms your entire experience of living. And I've had people have all kinds of reactions to that, and I've shared some of them with you. This can't be the best day because the best day has already happened. And I say, well, the best day is only alive right now. That already happened. It's only alive right now in your memory. And that's taking place today. So today, out of a process of selective memory, we can pull events and experiences from the past, whether they are negative or positive. And when we pull them from the past into the present, they are current for us. They're alive inside of us. So to know that you had some really awesome days. I'll tell you that there was a while in my life that I didn't know this. Like, I was far away from what I'm talking about right now. I had a year and a half or 2 years in my life after the death of Johnny Earl where I was struggling to believe that it was just an okay day. I couldn't get to the fact that it was the best day ever. And sometimes people will remind me, oh, but Carlos, your children have moved back from Minnesota. They're living here with you. You've got the rest of your family. You've got all of these people that love you and all these churches that you talk at. And you've got so many blessings. You have a home. Like, do you know how many people would love to have a home? How many people living in apartments? You have food. Do you know how many people are hungry and they don't have any food? Oh my God, Carlos, you're doing great. And my inner response was, this is cool, but my heyday is over. That was my heyday. Oh my God, and I would tell people who never experienced me with Johnny Earl on a platform, I would preach or sing and somebody would say, you're awesome. And I would say, you should have seen me back when I was with Johnny. I mean, I'm glad that you think I'm awesome, but I don't feel awesome. I was awesome back then. And so I praise God that I had those days. And I actually felt like I could live the rest of my life believing that the best day ever had come and gone. And that there would be no more best days ever for me. I called it my heyday. One time my mom said, boy, if you don't quit talking about your heyday, I'm going to scream. Because as far as I'm concerned, right now is your heyday. I mean, not only some individuals, but some organizations can feel like my heyday. You should have seen me in my heyday. You should have seen me when I first started this business. I started a crystal shop back in 1972. Oh my God, people were pouring in from everywhere. Everyone wanted crystals and stones. But those days are kind of gone now. But you should have seen me when. You should have seen me when this church first got started. Oh my God, we had to turn people away. It was standing room only, and you couldn't even fit everybody in. I told that story, too, after Johnny's passing about the church I was pastoring in Amherst, Massachusetts. Even though it was packed at the time with one service, if someone says it's good to be in the house of God where it's packed, I would say, oh no, this is okay. You should have seen it when John Earl was alive. We had three services, two on Sunday and one on Wednesday. You should have seen our music programs. You couldn't fit anybody in. If we gave a concert, we'd have to give. I was always arguing against what was my blessing today in behalf of pulling into my mind a memory of yesterday as though it were not current. One day it occurred to me that everything I think about Johnny Earl, I'm thinking today. The only way I know it was a great experience of having a partner, a great experience of creating music, a great experience of being in relationship with someone when your mission is to just raise the consciousness of your brothers and your sisters. your only mission is to love everybody. Your only true practice is the practice of forgiving. Those days aren't over. At the very thought of them, they're alive in me right here, right now, today. So if I've explained that to people, and I've had people before, I've told you, there used to be a little kid that came to Unity of New York, and he would always, he would refuse to go where the other kids were when I was here, and he would tell his mom, I got to hear Carlos. He talks plain English. I can understand what he says. And he would always come through the hug line, and he would give me the biggest hugs, and it would like make tears come to my eyes. And one day he said that he and his family were moving to California or somewhere. So he says, well, this is my last Sunday here. But Carlos, I got to tell you, what a joy it is to have gotten a chance to know you and learn from you. And this is what I want you to know. When I go to California, I may not ever see you again, but you can know that I'm in California hoping to grow up to be just like you. And I squatted down and said, please have a higher goal. Please. You don't want to grow up to be just like me. I'm trying to grow up to be not like me. I'm going, have a higher goal. Get a better mentor, someone else to look up to, because I am in the trenches with everybody else. I am called upon to practice what I preach every moment of every day. But I tell you now that when I greet the day with it's the best day ever, there is no doubt in my mind. And I successfully can be on point with refusing to change my mind. No matter what happens, I go, is it still the best day ever? And I go, you bet you it is. Is this heaven? Yep. Sweet. Anything can happen in heaven, and anything can happen on the best day. But it is us who says that what occurred or what failed to occur has made this not the best day ever. We cheat ourselves out of an opportunity to experience life like SpongeBob experienced life in that song that Zoe just brought us. Can you imagine? Whenever the slightest little thing begins to bring me down, I just put my head out the window and I know that every flower in all the world has grown just for me. That every cloud that is billowing in the sky is there only to say hello to me. That I just had fun for an hour and a half just tying my shoe. Heaven on earth is a current event. It is not a coming attraction. Yet we act like we're sitting in the theater of life, and that life is a mix, and that sometimes life is a downright mess. And we're watching the previews of coming attractions. And we see a preview of a coming attraction where I'm going to be at peace in the movie of my life, and I'm going to be prosperous. I'm going to be joyous. I'm going to have the love of my life. And it's just a preview of a coming attraction. I will be able to experience heaven on earth. Not according to SpongeBob just now. Uh-uh, baby. Heaven is here. If we're not in it, it is nobody's choice but ours. Heaven is everywhere, Jesus said. All you have to do is open up your eyes and look. How can you be in despair in a world of such richness of bounty and beauty? How can you not marvel at the beauty of the world? Way too many people wait until they get to the point of taking their last breath. And you ask that person, are you ready to go home? I'm willing to go home. But what I wouldn't give for one more day to be trying to figure out how I'm going to get these bills paid. What I wouldn't give for one more day with my mom going off on me about nothing and making a mountain out of a molehill. What I wouldn't give for one more day of being in grief and in heartbreak and in pain for the loss of a loved one. Any old kind of day, one more of any old kind of day, would be all that I ask for. And so I remind myself, don't you dare wait till you're at the last few breaths that you're taking to know that you can have heaven on earth any day of the week if you so choose. Once more, if heaven is here and I'm not in it, it ain't nobody's choice but mine. And yes, I know that ain't is not the proper word, but sometimes it's the only word that is emphatic enough to make the point for me. If heaven is here and available and I ain't in it because of some bills I'm facing, because of some issue in some relationship, because I've got a thing for somebody that don't got a thing for me, because of what the politicians are doing, how dare I waste a whole day talking crap about any politician, no matter what they're doing. How dare I? A charge to keep have I, a God to glorify, and some people can spend the entire day focused on everything that does not matter and wonder, why aren't I getting any more filled with peace and joy and happiness? Because instead of doing your own homework, you're trying to do Trump's homework. How did you ever have time to praise God for your life and your health and your strength when you focused all your time cussing out that woman who won't give marriage licenses out to same-sex couples? How dare you think it's even possible for you to be at peace when you spend your time so ridiculously, abundantly giving your peace away to the people you don't even like? They take up your mind space. Do you know what worship is? It's keeping your mind concentrated on something. You worship God by keeping your mind concentrated on God. You know that God has the power to determine how you feel. We have been worshiping, too many of us, worshiping Donald Trump, keeping our minds stayed on him and pretending that he has the power to determine how we feel, whether it's him or anybody. I've told people who I knew had issues with Donald Trump, this is your homework this week. Your homework this week is to pray for every blessing to be bestowed upon him. Pray for the windows of heaven to open out and pour down upon him in his life and through his work deep peace, great joy, and everything you want for yourself. I've told some other people, because I know quite a few people who can't stand Obama, and so I say your homework, and they love Donald Trump, your homework is not to pray for Donald's abundance. You guys, you over here, you pray for Donnie. You guys pray for Barry. You can't stand him. You worship him. Pray for him, that he be blessed. The whole idea, brothers and sisters, that we only get what we put out. Every energy. The mind is creative, and it's a terrible thing to waste. All of our energy output, all of our thinking, all of our cussing and fussing and fighting with against powers and principalities we cannot influence. It's a waste of time and energy. It's draining. Return your attention on the only person you can make a change in. That be you. That be you. That be you. Don't spend your time complaining about somebody else. Pull your attention back on you. People tell me to greet your day and go, it's the best day ever. That doesn't even make sense. That's not even rational thought. That's not even natural. That's not even a human thing possible to do. Carlos, talking about it's the best day ever. You know, I love you, bro, but if I want to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to you, to your face, all I have to do is say, you got to be out of your mind. To which I reply, that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm working on. Because if you don't get out of your mind, you cannot take on the mind of Christ. if you don't get off out of your mind, you cannot take on the mind of fearlessness. If you don't take on the mind of Christ, you will always be like a reed shaking in the wind. And when a desperate situation presents itself, you'll become desperate. When lack and limitation appear to you, you will become fearful. We want to be an authority, so check it out. If you want to truly step into being who you are and whose you are, if you want to step into the fullness of your power as a child of God, you've got to be out of your mind. I heard the story of two rock collectors, mountain climbers, and I'm going to call them Jack and Jill because the thing says Jack and Jill went up a hill to fetch a pail of water. Well, this Jack and Jill went up a mountain to get some rocks. They went up to that mountain. It was a beautiful mountain, and they had a little chisel on them, and they chipped off little pieces of the mountain so that they could take them home and put them on their altar so that they could just have an experience of what it was like to climb Mount Shasta. And everybody knows Mount Shasta is one of those mountains that's an energy vortex. It's filled with power. It's one of those places on planet Earth. If you climb up Mount Shasta and you don't come back with some stones, you're missing a point. So they went up there. They chipped off pieces of stone. They got them back home. They put them on their altar. And they were like praising God in their living room for these beautiful rocks that they had got from Mount Shasta. And they went on and on and on and on, and they invited other people over, and everybody that came in their house would go to their altar and say, "Wow, these are awesome rocks you got from Mount Shasta. Oh, do they have good energy? Oh, yeah, those rocks came from Mount Shasta." This went on day after day after day, and then one night after they went to sleep, the two stones started trembling on that altar. And then they started trembling and sending out talk that only stones can hear. And one of the stones said to the other stone, "Why are these people calling us rocks?" And the other one went, "That's what they think we are, I guess. What is a rock? No clue." Are you okay with the fact that you're being called a rock even though you have no clue what a rock is? Hey, it's okay with me. And the one, "I'm not going to have it. I am not, I don't care how long they keep me in this house on this altar, but I am never going to give in to their belief that I am a rock, because I'm not a rock. Don't even know what one is." And the other one went, "Well, what are you then?" And he went, "I'm a mountain. I always have been a mountain. I still am a mountain, and I will always be a mountain. I don't care if somebody comes along with a chisel and chips me off the greater portion of who I am and what I am. I still am that mountain. Every quality of that mountain is in me. I'm not a rock." We have let ourselves be convinced that we are rocks, and we have forgotten that we are the mountain, that the children of God have everything in us that God itself has in it. If we would remember this, we could live fearlessly. And when we forget this, fear is everywhere, everywhere. If you're trembling in your boots about finances, if you're trembling in your boots about what the doctor said or what the lawyer said, if you're trembling in your boots because the person you love seems to be paying too much attention to somebody that ain't you, if you're trembling in your boots because you don't know what's going to happen with the world and what's going to happen with the terrorists, and it's a call for you to get back on the mothership. It's a call for you to remember you ain't no rock, you're a mountain, and that everything the mountain has, you have. And if you do not accept this, if you do not accept this, then that's when you're really, you got to be out of your mind not to accept the fullness of your power. You know, let's face it, there's so many people who asked me to tell them a little bit about unity. And what they're thinking is my talk title. I tell them about the principles. The first one, there is only one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, God the good. You really believe that? Yeah, you got to be out of your mind. In a good way. To believe that it is possible for you through the power of Almighty God. You see, because when you think about the natural, I've had people say, it's only natural that people freak out when there's less money coming in than it looks like needs to go out. It's only natural that people get upset when other people like use them and abuse them. It's only